The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, Tuppers Plains, Ohio, reaching the world for Jesus Christ from Meigs County. Join us now and experience an exciting message from our pastor, Rob Barber.
Because it's important with all that was taking place this morning that we understand that we have, by the grace of God, the ability to come into the presence of Almighty God. No matter what. No matter what we've done in the past, when we receive Christ as our personal Savior, everything is wiped away. We become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's exciting news. Because you know, for thousands of years, man was separated from the living God. Adam and Eve saw to it that happened. And yet God continued to have relationship with man, but it wasn't the same kind of relationship that he had with Adam and Eve. You remember in the garden, Adam and Eve would walk with God. God would actually come down and walk with them. They were in God's presence. They could have a face-to-face relationship. Well, once they sinned in the garden, that relationship was severed. They didn't have a face-to-face relationship with God any longer. God still loved them. Still cared deeply for them. Still longed for them. Wanted to embrace them, but he couldn't any longer because of sin. Sin separated them. But then God had a plan for all that to be taken care of. He sent his Son that the whole world could believe in him and be saved. But the reality is the whole world's not going to receive him. Only a chosen few. Not that God just chooses people, but some people choose God. God chose everyone. He wants us all to come into his kingdom. But few, according to the word of God, will choose to receive Jesus as their personal Savior and have that face-to-face relationship. God wants to restore those relationships with mankind. And because of that, because everyone, just about everyone sitting in here, I know most of you, and I think that you've made that commitment to receive Christ as your personal Savior. Therefore, you have the right, the privilege, the ability to stand in the presence of God, to come before him and ask the Father whatever you will. And Jesus said, if you believe, whatever you ask in faith, believing, you shall receive. Isn't that incredible? We don't believe it. We really don't believe it. If we believed it, we would be in the face of God constantly. And I'm no different than any of the rest of you. We've been in this Christian thing for so long that we get apathetic about things. We even get apathetic about our relationship with the Father. You know, when my dad was alive, he was a wonderful man. And I wish that I realized how wonderful he was when I was a teenager. But I didn't. And then when I became a little older, I began to realize what kind of a man he was. And we started to form the kind of relationship that would have been the kind of relationship I'd like to have with him today. But he was gone. You know? Cancer took him. And wasn't anything I could do about it. And I prayed. We believed in faith. And we sought God. I don't have all the answers to any of you, for any of you, when it comes to healing. All I know is that Jesus said, if you pray in faith, believing, you shall receive. That's what Jesus said. So somewhere along the line, our communication with God breaks down. I don't know how. But I can tell you this. My God is a healing God.
Yes, he is.
My God is a powerful God. My God is a loving God. And it does, you know, I lost my dad. I don't have that relationship with him like I'd like to have. But I still have a heavenly Father.
Yes,
and I trust him.
Yes.
And I want you to trust him this morning. No matter what you're going through, no matter what's happening, you can still trust him. It may not look like things are working out the way they're supposed to, the way you think they should. But our God has promised us that all things will work together for the good of those who love him and are the called according to his purpose. Yes, sir. We've got to trust him. And I guess that's what I'm saying to you this morning, is let's trust our God. Amen. I know we're going to have times of doubt, and we're going to reflect on the things that have happened and why this happened and why that happened, but let's trust our God. We've got to trust him. And I'm not telling you that you can't have those times of doubt, because you will. You're human. You're going to have them. You're going to look back and say, why did this happen, God? You said. You told me this, or you told me that. But the most important thing is this. You say, when my dad was alive, and I was a little boy, my dad was the greatest man on earth. When he came home from work, I'd run down to the bottom of the drive to meet him, and I'd get on his feet, and he'd walk clear to the top of the hill with me on his feet. It's just one of those things I remember. And that was not easy, because this was quite an incline, and he walked up because he wanted that relationship with me as much as I wanted a relationship with him. That's what we have to strive for with God. Strive for that kind of relationship where we just run and embrace him and say, God, I don't understand this situation that I'm going through. I don't understand why this has happened, but I still love you. I still care about you. I still trust you. Turn with me to Luke chapter 15. I have no idea where we're going with this morning, but I can tell you this, God has a direction.
Yes,
he does. Luke chapter 15. We'll look at verse 11. And we're all very familiar with this parable. We call it the parable of the prodigal son. And prodigal actually means extravagant. The extravagant son. In reality, when you read this scripture, it's not the son that is so much extravagant as it is the father. The father extravagantly embraces and loves the son in an extravagant way. In a way that in their culture, in their time, it was inappropriate. Let's look at it. Then he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living, extravagant living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in the land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. You know, as believers in Jesus Christ, we sometimes stray from our God.
Yes.
And it's very typical to get caught up in life, situations, circumstances, and really stray from what God wants. But this particular man, this young man, he came to his father and said, Father, I don't want to be in your presence anymore. This is a totally different situation than just straying off a little bit and then coming back. He said, Father, I don't want to live here any longer in your presence. Give me what I deserve. And his father, rather than to say, son, I'm not going to give it to you, you'll just waste it, he gave him everything that was his inheritance, all of it. And he allowed the son to go off and do his own thing. How many have ever been there in your life? Just went off and did your own thing. Your parents, you know, they're trying to tell you this is not the right way to go. And you're going off to do your own thing. Give me my inheritance. I'm going to go do what I want to do. And he did. He went off. Now, as we see, he went and he used up all his resources on radical, extravagant living. Wine, women, all the amenities that go along with those things, living a high lifestyle. Because he had the ability, the resources to do so. But then something happens. And here's what I want you to understand, that sometimes when we stray, when we get to that point in our life, and we move away from God, I want you to see that the circumstances that took place in this situation was not just happenstance. God ordained them. There was a famine. God did this to bring this young man to his senses. And that's what the Word of God says. He came to his senses. After living in this situation, he came to a realization that, hey, doing it my way is not such a good way. Doing it my way is not the answer. I want to tell you something. Even when we don't completely stray from God's direction and God's path for our life, we do get off track from time to time. And when we do, God has a way of bringing us back. You know, if it takes a famine, he's going to have a famine. It takes an earthquake, it'll be an earthquake. I don't care. It doesn't matter because you are God's. You say this young man was the Father's son. You are a child of the Most High God, and he's not going to let go of you. So I can tell you this, some of the things that you're going through in your life right now may be self-induced. Because you have strayed from what God wants for you. And you've forced his hand to bring a famine upon your life. So that you'll come to your senses. But listen, there's good news. There's good news. That when you come to your senses, you can run back to the Father. Let's see exactly what happened here in this story. We're just going to go through this. This is so good. Then he went and joined himself to the citizens of the country, and he sent him into the field to feed the swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? Wow. He began to realize something. Hey, wait a minute. In my father's house, there's plenty of food. In my father's house, there's comfort. There's a good place to be. I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. Now, I believe that's the right attitude. Father, I have done wrong. I can't tell you how many times that I have to go to my God, my father, and say, Father, I've missed it. I've missed the mark. I've missed the mark. And you know what? Every time, there is no condemnation.
That's right.
When we come before our Father like that, he doesn't condemn us. He does exactly what this father did. He said, I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he rose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. I can just see this father. Every day he went out and looked down that road, waiting for that son to come back, hoping and praying that that son was going to come back, come to his senses and come back. He didn't care what he had done in the past. He could care less what was going on in his life right now. What he cared about was having his son back. Amen. That's our God. It doesn't matter how far you've strayed. It doesn't matter how difficult life has been. It doesn't matter whether you're in the midst of a famine right now or not. If you will run to the Father and say, Father, receive me, the Father will receive you. And as we read the rest of the story, I'm not going to read it this morning. I'm just going to wrap it up. But we find out what the Father does. It's very extravagant. In fact, his society would have condemned him for what he did, because his son had turned his back on him. His son had rebelled. In fact, the father should have called all the neighbors together, picked up stones, and killed that young man. But the father wouldn't do that. He loved him so much. And when he came back, he dressed him in a fine robe. He put a nice ring on his finger, signifying that he was still part of the family. Killed the fatted calf and embraced him and loved him. That's the God we serve. He's embracing and loving his people today, no matter what. No matter what we've done, no matter how far off we've got, when we run back to him, he's there waiting for us. Amen?
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. God's mercy is just, it's that great.
Yes, it is.
Stand with me.
Yes,
wrap things up this morning. I'm reminded of the story about Napoleon and mother came to Napoleon. Her son had committed some sort of an offense in the army, and he had done it twice, and he was condemned to death. And the mother went to Napoleon and pleaded for his life. Please have mercy on my son. And Napoleon said, but this is his second offense. He doesn't deserve mercy. He deserves justice. And she said, oh, yes, great king. But if he deserved it, it wouldn't be mercy. And he pardoned him. He gave him mercy. That's the same thing we have with our God. His mercy and his grace is just so incredible. Incredible. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, I am going to wrap this up this morning with just an altar time. If you begin to play, Pastor Otis. But if you feel like as we wrap this ministry up this morning that you need to just come and pour out your heart to God. Maybe you've strayed from him. He just wants to bring you back. He wants you to come back, and he is ready to embrace you. He wants to. And all you have to do is just cry out to your Father. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, as we wrap this service up this morning, I just touch the hearts of your people. If there's anybody in here this morning that needs to just bow before you and be embraced by you, Father, it doesn't matter what the situation. I'm just saying, you are such a loving and caring God that you're going to grab your people and love us, embrace us, pull us close to you. Father, it doesn't matter what's happened. What matters is that we get things right with you. Thank you, Father God. Today is a new day for anyone who will embrace you, for anyone who will say, forgive me, Father. I should be a servant in your household, and yet you've called me a son. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. If there's anybody that wants to come up and pray, please do that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber. I hope this message has touched you in some way. Our purpose and desire for these podcasts is to edify believers and share the good news of salvation in Christ. If you'd like to receive Christ as your Savior today, look up Romans chapter 10, verse 9. It makes it very simple. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. If you'd like more information on salvation, visit our website at bethelwc.org. We have a section that explains it in more detail. If you confess Christ for the first time today, welcome to the family, and we would love to hear from you. Be blessed.